always the subpar motherfuckers that end up ghosting. Like, you show up to the date and you're kind of like, yeah, he's not as good as the profile, but like, we'll work it out. And then the date doesn't go that well, but you're like, well, it was probably the first date. I had jitters, he had jitters. It could be better, so we'll try again. And then they have the audacity to ghost you? Like, baby, look in the mirror. How am I dating down and you're ghosting me? Like, oh yeah, run home and tell your friends you didn't want to go out with a hot girl again.
Ah, a classic. The women who overestimate their looks. Baby, you're not that hot. You okay, at best, and you look a little overweight. And you yourself said it was a bad date, but you're expecting the man to be desperate and go on a second date with you. You weren't doing him a favor. Here's the thing about women like this. You think you lowered your standards. If a dude you thought was lower than you ghosted you, you need to go a few steps lower. And those are the type of realities that just drive women crazy, because it'll drive them into a deep depression. So they got to get on TikTok and try to play like they're the superior one. Ladies, have you ever considered that your personality sucks aside from what you look like? Even if she was a 10. Like, if your personality sucks, men aren't going to want to be in a relationship with you, period. And you got to think about it like this too. If she's giving a guy a second chance after a bad date when she already felt he was beneath her to begin with, man, her DMs must be dry.
Oh, he must not have read the signs. See, she is so hot that you have to be this attractive to reject her. Anything lower than this attractive, you're so ugly that you have to do whatever she says. No, but for real, this is really goofy. I'm just getting nice guy, whatever, I didn't want you anyways vibes. Here's the thing. He didn't ghost you because he's subpar. He ghosted you because he could tell that you see him as subpar. If you view a man as less than yourself, he's gonna pick up on that. A man is looking for someone who's going to see him as an equal, not someone to idolize, to worship the ground she walks on.
No matter how hot a woman is, no woman is better than you. If you're a decent man, decent human being, no woman is better than you. I don't care if you went out with Megan Fox in her prime. It's just looks. And once you get to know these women on an interpersonal level, you see like, wow, you're really stupid. Like, you're really an idiot. Or you get to see like, wow, your character is really trash. I mean, you look good, nice body. But you really are a bad person. And you really are pathetic in a lot of ways. So the hype of your looks, it just really don't last past the first 15, 20 minutes of talking to you.
No. Ooh. Yeah.
Yeah, we know. When you're young and cute, the toxic boys are just so much more fun. Go ahead, ruin your life. You're not gonna look like this forever. Setting yourself up for a life of struggle and hardship just for a quick thrill. Hey, but that's your business if that's what you want to do. As long as you ain't hurting nobody else. Oh, wait a minute. The kids. That's why I think these people are terrible humans. They don't think about all the negativity that their kids are gonna have to go through. All the mental anguish, depression, problems in school, mental and emotional issues when they get older that they're not even going to know where they stem from. But hey, mommy was having fun with a bad boy. That's all that count. Mommy got that temporary thrill. So who cares if my kids' lives get ruined? That's why I have zero respect for women like this and zero respect for people who try to make excuses for women like this just because they kind of cute. You're pathetic.
This is a queen, by the way, from hell, from the gates of hell.
Dimitri calling again, the guy from the street. I left you a message several days ago. I don't like leaving second messages, but I like you. You're a very elegant woman. You're very attractive, but I don't play that game. So here's how it's going to work. If I do not receive a phone call back from you by 3 o'clock Thursday afternoon, I'm no longer interested. I'm very intelligent. I'm great in bed. I make great money. Believe it or not, I'm a complete catch.
Fellas, never do this. He's all in his feelings over a date. Look, she did you a favor, man. This is the type of woman who's in her 40s who still go to TikTok with her personal life.
One of the biggest red flags is just people who post their love lives to the internet.
I mean, clearly this guy's mentally ill. Look, if a woman don't like you, just move on, bro. I know it sucks getting rejected our whole lives as men. We get fed up and things like that, but bro, you would never win doing something like this. It's just creepy, and it shows that you're way too pressed for her, and you don't have anybody else on your line.
Matter of fact, I'm one of the few men in the city that has nothing wrong with him. Now, I understand if you've got other issues. I don't know, maybe you were abused in childhood. Maybe you're just a person who's extremely frightened or has an anxiety disorder. Maybe you're on some medication for that. I don't know. There could be another issue. But if you're psychologically normal and you haven't called me because there's been some horrible thing that's happened in your life which prevented you, that's fine.
You want to be making moves on the street, have no attachments, allow nothing to be in your life that you cannot walk out on in 30 seconds flat if you spot the heat around the corner.